It's a track they're taken from their four-track EP, Boy Bands Are Runts. Now, our man Yaz, that's right, the man who first came to the attention of the Irish public through the Gerry Ryan Show, courtesy of Bridgestone, who sponsored him from Osaka to Dublin, where he cycled across the Gobi Desert, the steppes of Russia, across the European subcontinent, then crossed the English Channel and the Irish Sea, and then eventually arrived at the Guinness Hop Store, where he downed a pint of Guinness and entered the history books. Now living amongst us as simply Yaz, the madman from Osaka, he has decided to conquer the four highest peaks in Ireland. He's doing very well, nicely. Good morning, Yaz.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Now, Croagh Patrick was your latest challenge. How did it go?
Thanks to Jerry Ryan Show. Actually, there's one Italian fellow who is working for a local Wyatt hotel in Westport. He wanted to join part of this, you know. He wanted to be part of this madness, you know. So actually, he wanted to climb with me and with his bike, you know.
Excellent.
And eventually, you know, it was a very beautiful day. And so we pushed our bike. And it was not too bad climbing, but it was not too easy, not too hard, just fine, beautiful day. And we pushed our bike up to the peak of Croagh Patrick, and he proceeded to 2 pints of Guinness, you know. I didn't know that, but we enjoyed pint of Guinness, but I hope I didn't make any insult into this scent, you know, scent, very holy mountain. Is it okay?
And were there, yes, of course it's okay. If St. Patrick was there in spirit, he would have been quite happy to share the Guinness with you, I'm sure. Yaz, were there many people on the mountain with you besides your Italian friend?
Actually, there's nobody up to the peak, but on the way down, I met a group of people, you know, actually, I think it was 3 people, and the one guy sitting, and he was approaching to me, and he said, and he has been following me, and, you know, like a stalker, you know, and he said, this is Rocket Boy 1, my bike, you know. So he knew about me all the time, you know, everything about me. Like, you know, he also read my book, you know, Against the Wind. And he said the book has, you know, given him a great impact on his life, you know. Actually, his name is Chris. And he said he'll read the book again and again because, you know, it's just, you know, it seems, you know, good for him anyway, like, you know. And he also gave me 1 pint, one can of, you know, draft Guinness, you know.
Good.
One thing which is very serious thing about him was, you know, he actually suffered from MS disease, you know. I don't know what's his name, you know the disease, you know.
I do indeed, yes, yes. Yeah.
So actually he did Croagh Patrick, you know, last year and 2 years ago, but he didn't think he would make it, you know, but he just, you know, knew that I will be there, you know, sometime around that time. So he just took the day off and took a chance, and, you know, he actually risked his body, like, you know, and just to meet me. So that was quite an amazing, like, a big challenge for him, and that kind of experience, you know, I love it, and, you know, it kind of lifts my spirit, like, you know. It was very good to see him.
Well, I love hearing about it too. There is another Chris on the line who met you on Croagh Patrick, and we're going to talk to him now. Chris Walsh, good morning.
Morning, Jerry. This is the Chris, not another Chris.
Oh, you are the Chris, are you?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Well, that's good. That's even better. How much more exciting? And you met him on Croagh Patrick.
Did indeed. Yeah. Fabulous day. Fabulous to meet him.
Well, he's described you as being an inspiring man, and I hope it was a positive experience for you. It certainly sounds like it was.
Wonderful. It was just great to be there with him on the day, you know. He's an amazing guy, and he's just, you know, we need people like him in our lives.
Yeah. Well, obviously it wasn't that difficult to identify a Japanese man carrying a bicycle up Croagh Patrick. But at what point in his climb did you meet him?
We met him just on the way down. When you're coming down from the peak, there's a very severe climb down, and then it sort of half levels off. We just met him there. He was changing his, I think he was changing his clothes there from his wet gear into his shorts. So
I wasn't doing any stripping, you know.
No. He was fully clothed when we met him, Jerry.
Excellent. What's next then, Yaz?
It's Errigal.
Errigal in Donegal.
Donegal, and it's busy weather here, no?
I'd say the weather's pretty nippy in Donegal at the moment. I'm not sure. It's gorgeous here in Dublin today, but I don't know what it's like in that part of the world. You're also looking for a companion to climb Mount Errigal with you, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. It's not just the weather and, you know, actually, yeah, I don't know so much about this mountain. You know, as you know, it's nice, to have some mad people.
But it's also good, though. I think we actually we saved your life when you were climbing Carinthul by having some of the experts there. So
actually, that was serious one.
So maybe it might be good. You were back in Dublin recently for a reception, and indeed, you were promoting your book Against the Wind. How did that go?
Actually, I went there yesterday. I started here 7:30, and in 4 hours, bus trip, I didn't cycle down anyway, I'm not too mental, I left my bike here and as a kind of, captured representative,
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it all went well, drinking wine and et cetera. But I asked, the people who had, who actually, it was in the Great Southern Hotel, and I asked them if I can drink Guinness, and waiters, and they said, no, strictly no. It's the extra money, And anyway, at the table, there's one bookshop staff, from Ashbourne, I think, and they said they won't see me drinking Guinness, So they actually paid some Guinness for me,
Well, that's excellent. I'm glad to hear that. Well, the very best of luck. If anybody wants to assist Yaz and advise him on climbing Mount Errigal, contact us now on 1850-715-922. Will that be your last peak, Yaz?
No, actually, it's second last.
Second last.
Sleep donor in North. But I need to mention one other thing, just going off now. You mentioned and you encourage people to support my sleeping bag.
Support your sleeping bag. We did ask people to do that.
Actually, after Kirkpatrick, I went down to the local pub in Westport called Matt Malloy. Matt Malloy?
Matt Malloy, yes, the musician.
Yeah, the chieftains,
Mm-hmm.
And like their music, of course. And himself came down to me, came down to the pub, and he gave me a few pints, and that was excellent anyway. But the man, the publican of the pub, his name is Seamus, and he's the guy actually who named the fridge. Fridge man Tony Hawk, your friend?
Tony Hawk's Around Ireland with a Fridge, yes.
Yeah, that Seamus actually, named or christened the fridge, with Irish name. Friend or something in Irish, Anyway, so he said, we'll arrange the sleeping bag for you. So actually, I got sleeping bag from them,
Brilliant. So, well done.
That pub seems kind of, rescue or kind of, madman's meeting place, I think.
Madman's meeting place. Go to Matt Malloy's. Absolutely. Yaz, good luck. We can keep in touch with you,
We
will. And apparently the news is that it's pouring down from the heavens. Lots of rain in Donegal. Yeah. Okay?
All right, thanks.
Okay, God bless.
Right, 2FM,
live on Sunday, is your own.